Hello to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this post is a little bit different. Marvel fans have long been familiar with the figure of Captain America. His conception dates back to the beginning of World War II, 1941, when America needed an example of bravery and fortitude against tremendous odds. I'm sure his creators, Joe Simon and Jack Kirby, genuinely believed they were penning a brand new image to inspire a determined America during that time of great peril. As she fought against the evil of tyranny, the Axis in general, and Nazis in particular. Inspirational Cap is. Original, he is not. I was doing research for a play set in the medieval era and came across a book written in 1474 by a man named William Caxton. Caxton is thought to be the first English printer and retailer of printed books, and his book, Game and Play of Chess, is believed to be the very second book ever printed. In the book, there is a passage which anticipated and described the character we know as Captain America with great precision. The premise of Game and Play of Chess is of a tutor instructing a monarch. By way of guide, the tutor explains the ideal virtues of each of the gentry on which the piece is based. Fairness of a king, faithfulness of his queen, good judgment of his alfins, which in Old German means chaser or wolf and meant as a reference to a judge, which eventually morphed into the modern-day chess token of bishop. Than the description of the idealized knight. As a side note, if you take a look at the written version of this blog or seek out the book, note that the Anglo-Norman looks strange to the modern eye, but with a bit of practice becomes surprisingly easy to parse out. One especially unusual feature is the letter that would soon morph into our familiar S, which in Anglo-Norman English looks like a lowercase f with a shortened crossbar. As I don't have that character on my keyboard, it's a bit of a disadvantage, but even if I did, I would hesitate to use it without an editorial emphasis of some kind, because those letters are, in the jumble of other text letters at first glance, as well as second and third, very difficult to distinguish from our conventional modern F. Therefore, for the purpose of this post, I have indicated that medieval S as an italicized F. Now for the quotation, which I will read as best I can in the original language. The knights ought to be strong, not only of body but also in courage. There have been many strong and great of body that been faint and feeble in the heart. He is strong, that may not be vanquished and overcome, how well that he suffereth much otherwhile. And so we believe that they that be nor or great ne or little, been moft, courageous, and best in battle. And my amateur layman's translation would be, the knight should be strong, not only in body but in courage. There have been many large and powerful men who have been faint and feeble of heart, but he is strong, who cannot be vanquished, discouraged, or overcome in spirit, no matter how much he suffers. And so we believe it is not the physical size of a man, no matter how big or how small, that matters, but that it is those who have courage who will do best in battle. So, out of history's echo comes the prescient description of America's example of the perfect knight, 467 years before Cap's first iteration in Marvel Comics. The physically frail Steve Rogers, who, with the help of Dr. Erskine's super soldier formula, becomes the first Avenger, not because of his height or strength, but because of the greatness of his heart, his kindness, his sense of justice, fair play, common decency, and courage. And if Cap's motto, while confronting overwhelming odds, "I can do this all day," doesn't summarize Caxton's otherwise flowery prose into a simple and pragmatic maxim, then I do not know what does. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven.com. That is Maven spelled MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. But in this case, it did.